Titin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Gittin Bavli, Daf Ayin Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Dalad and Medalef, at the Mishnah at the beginning of the new Perek. It's the 8th Perek, Perek HaZorek. HaZorek get le'ishtoi v'hi b'sich b'isa or b'sich chatzira, harizu megureshes. If one threw a get to his wife and she was in her house or in her courtyard, she's divorced. V'akola b'sich b'isa or b'sich chatzira, if he threw it into his own house or his own chotzer, even if it's in a bed with her, she's not divorced. If he threw it into her garment or basket, she is divorced. And the Gemara says, V'kosav v'nosan v'yada. Eini ela b'yada, v'ginasa b'chatzira minayin. The Gemara brings a baisha. The Baisa asks, from the Posek in Drom Chof Dalet, Posek Aleph, it says, because of an issue, right? But not the other issue put in her hand. And that teaches only putting the get in her hand is valid. What's the source to include her garden or her courtyard? Amaleo Venosan Venosan. It says Venosan, and then it says Venosan. There's extra in the latter Posek to include these. Ad Kadoin Kribi Akiva, Kribi Shmol. This is like Kribi Akiva who expounds the double expressions. They want to be Shmol. How can we answer? Tani Rabbi Shmuel, v'yikach eskal arzai miyadoi v'adaronoin, v'hi miyado lakach ele mahu miyadoi merush yisoi. And the Gemara answers from a braisa, Rabbi Shmuel says, the Pasuk says in Bamidbar Pe'ekhov Aleph Pasuk Chov Vav, then he took all the land from his hand until Arnoin. Did he take it? Did Og take the land from Mayav's hand? Rather, what is miyadoi from his rishus, from his domain? Likewise, miyada means in her rishus. Leginasa, bechatseira, einan meshubodim leish lachilas peiros. The Gemara asks how that does her husband not have a lien on her garden and her courtyard to eat the produce? Then why they also consider like her rishus? Rabbi Shua, shame Rabbi Yanai, at yechtev la denedron ein libn chasaich. The answer to Rabbi Shua, quoting Rabbi Yanai, says she is divorced through her garden or chatzah only if he wrote to her, I have no claims to your property. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Hakula b'shem Rabbi Shoshea, afilu lekosav la dinadvam, ein li b'nechasayech. And Rabbi Yitzchak bar Hakula, quoting Rabbi Hosha, answered, it's even if he did not write to her, I have no claim to your property. Asid Rabbi Yanai, ku rabbonin, utu Rabbi Hosha, ku meir. And Rabbi Yanai holds like rabbonin, and Rabbi Hosha holds like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yanai, ku rabbonin, du rabbonin amin al yedei, shisei she'ein yad ha'ebel ki yad rabbi, hu zocha gita miyodei, v'ginos v'chad seira, Rabbi Yanai holds like Rabbanon. Rabbanon says that since a slave's hand is not like his master's hand, means he can acquire it himself, he acquires his get from his master's hand, and we have no source to say that he gets an independent yad together with his freedom. Therefore her garden and chatzah, since her husband has a shibud on them, they lean on them for their payros, they are considered his, so she is not divorced unless he wrote to her, I have no claims to your property. We have a question against Rabbanon. Perhaps a slave's hand is like his master's hand, and even so he acquires his get from his master's, his independent yad comes together with his freedom. What's the source that a slave's yad is like his master's yad? Rabbi Meir
says that a woman's hand is like a husband's hand. If she acquires a get from his hand, we must say that her hand comes together with being divorced. For the same reason, a gardener can't say, even though he has a shibud on them for their produce, they acquire her get for her. Even if he did not write, I have no claims to your property. Naflu loy ishizev la nechasim afilikosav kamisha lekosav and nosei es bas achiv afilikosav kamisha lekosav. If property fell to him and to her, even if he wrote, he is like one who did not write. If he married his brother's daughter and wrote, I have no claims to your property in your life after your death, and she died, it's as if he didn't write. If he has no children, father or brothers, and her uncles inherit her, he inherits with them. Pardons are only the inheritance of a husband, but not inheritance of a blood relative. Nasna acher matana, va'omela amanas If someone else gave her a gift and said, on condition that your husband has no rights to it, also you don't acquire it, only what you buy with it and put into your mouth, even if he did not write, if he did write, he does not acquire gifts that he receives. Rabbi said, what if he threw the get into a chotzer that does not belong to either of them? What's the law? Rabbi Acha, b'shem Rabbi Chanina, sich l'Rabban. Rabbi Acha, quoting Rabbi Chanina, said that this is a great question, Rabbanan do not resolve it. Rabbi Avin machlikes, Rav, Rabbi Chia, Rabba. Rabbi Avin said that Rav and Rabbi Chia, Rabba disagree about this. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Chia, Ba'ashi, b'shem Rav, ein m'shich afeina, b'charz ha'shein ha'shishneim. Shmuel, quoting Rabbi Zeira, quoting Rabbi Chia, Ba'ashi, quoting Rav, said that Mashiach does not acquire in a chotza, meaning that does not belong to either of the buyer or the seller. V'tani Rabbi Chia, Ubalik, Emasai, Amoy, Amataltin, Niknin, Mashicha, Roshus Arab, Oy, Bechotza, Shein, Shoshneim, Abba Roshus Alekech, and Shigibra, Alav, Zachos. Here, Abba taught in a Baisa, unlike this. When did they say that Metalton acquired through Mashiach? It's in Roshus Arabim or in a Chatz that does not belong to either of them. But in the buyer's Roshus, once the seller accepted to be Maknaet him, then he acquires. Roshus Amarich Elikana El Ad Shah Shiagbia or Ad Shah Shiyimshich Vyotze Chutz Me Roshus Abaylim. In the seller's Roshus, he does not acquire until he does Hagbar, or until he does Mashiach and leaves the owner's Roshus. Roshus ze shahoyu mufkodem etzloi lekona ad shizku bahen oi shahad shiyaske lo yesmefeime. In his Roshus of a Shomer, in which the sale item was deposited, he does not acquire until the Shomer is makne, the place where the buyer rests to the buyer, or the buyer rents its place from the Shomer. This is unlike in a chotzer that does not belong to either of them because the shomer lent the place to the seller.